Okay. Tight confines.
It is.
Oh my gosh, welcome!
Welcome.
Hi. I'll keep mine off just for continuity.
We are recording this video. So these are my parents, Terry Ann Russini Cox and Timothy Dennis Cox.
Wow, full names.
They are the two dorks in this situation, as they are the two dorks in New York now.
Oh, it's true.
And I'm really from New York.
That's right.
So I'm the original dork, I guess, before you guys.
It's an honor to be a dork.
That's right. Yeah. Thank you.
Big fans of Two Dorks in New York.
Wow, fantastic.
Wow. Well, we thought we could talk about, like, your stay or your time. I guess it feels like it's been weeks, but it's only been 3 days.
Yeah.
So starting with, what was it, Wednesday? You guys stepped out and about.
Did we do that on Wednesday?
Wednesday. Mm-hmm. We came in Tuesday night.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. And then we had dinner.
Yeah. Very beautiful, festive little place at the Thai place.
Thai place, yes.
And a fun street. What was that
30th.
Street? 30th Street in Astoria?
30th Avenue. So what we like to do here is, as you guys know, we just start the podcast off with the high and low of the week. Now, you've been all over in the week, so let's just say high and low of New York so far. Take your time, process.
For me, a high in New York was the Met, seeing the Met. I've seen lots of museums, and that truly impressed me.
Interesting.
Oh.
It was very impressive. Anything specific in the Met?
The Egyptian section. That whole, the big wide open spaces. Were just goosebumps.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. And then do you have a low in your brain, or do we want to wait?
Oh, no. There's no low.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay. There's never a low.
Perfect.
Okay. Madre.
Very nice. I think it had to be 6 last night. We went to the Broadway show 6, and I was teary at the end. I mean, it was just fantastic.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Good.
Lived up to the hype and beyond.
Okay. We'll get into that and both of these a little bit more in detail in a second. And then, Solo, do you want to hop in on a high or low?
I think
just parents segment? And then we're doing something on Sunday ourselves?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is just parents.
Yeah. Wow, we've done so much. I think my high is also 6. I really enjoyed it.
You guys were really smiling ear to ear.
It was cute.
Was awesome.
And they were great. And I mean, Broadway's Broadway. So loved it.
Yeah. Now, I'm trying to remember what we have done.
We started on Wednesday. You took us to the Pepsi Cola sign.
Pepsi Cola sign.
And I we do took like, the water
that
taxi.
Is always a high for me. That is always a high. I love, that's definitely my favorite place. Is Long Island City in front of the Pepsi Cola sign.
That's crazy.
It's, cool
it's just,
spot.
You just got a beautiful view. Yep. It's clean. There's not a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. The Water Ferry, what a deal.
The Water Ferry is a great deal.
What a deal.
Mm-hmm. 10 tickets there, and we should probably use them again today.
Yeah.
So that's been pretty extraordinary. So what do we do? Updates now? What do we do? You got to lead this thing.
Well, I was just going to talk about their time.
Yeah.
Do
their
that.
Time here. So
do that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we started
you
Tuesday night.
You don't have to hold it so weird.
Yeah,
you got
no, you're good.
You're all right.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I was trying to help you out with my legs.
We got 4 people crammed into a box, so
it's true.
If you're not
it's
watching,
it's not so bad though,
yeah. Right?
Once you
it's
get
not
going,
too bad.
Once you get going, it's not so bad.
Just don't look at my messy closet. Okay. Okay, so we started with Thai food,
right?
Yeah,
and that was really yummy. Pad Thai, pad
siu,
a curry,
fairly affordable as well. I would say
yes.
Yeah, it was
13
yummy.
$13 a plate or so.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty nice.
Mm-hmm.
That was great. And then we came back. What did we do?
Yeah.
Oh, no, we got
no, we walked
dessert.
It off. We got dessert at a bakery.
Yeah,
and a very
that's
nice
right.
Greek gentleman.
And we brought that back.
Yes.
It was very nice. And my father had flan
for the first time.
Mm-hmm. And you would say,
what's your rating of flan?
It was good.
Hold on. Here's your scale. Costco vanilla ice cream is 10.
Ooh.
One is, what's dessert he doesn't like, Mom?
Donuts.
Okay, one is a donut.
It was gluten-free, so it was very good.
Okay, so are you going to follow my scale whatsoever? Or?
No, I mean,
he doesn't like following
anything that's
things.
Gluten-free is pretty good.
Okay, good. So I'm just going to rank it for you. I'm assuming it's around a 6 or a 7.
Yeah, okay.
I just have to, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, 6.5.
I'm not going to say 6.7, though.
That's fine. That's yeah. probably accurate. The fact that he is the one who just said that on this podcast is insane.
Okay. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll get into that. Yeah.
Greg, clip that.
Yeah, Greg.
Yeah.
Greg.
Yeah.
Listener.
No ding way. Ding, yes,
fantasy point for him.
Greg, clip that.
Clip it.
Nice. And then you had, I got a black and white. It was all right.
Cookie,
it was good.
Yeah.
Good. Black and white.
But we tried this and then kind of some sort of massive,
yeah.
cream. Was it even a cake? Was it like
no,
a
whipped
cream?
No, I would call that more of a.
It was circular around like this. And,
well, there was no cake in it.
No,
it was, just
it was
cream.
Like a light mousse.
Yeah.
Delicious. It was delicious.
It was just cream, 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 cream.
A little chocolate. It had a deep chocolate in it. It had like chocolate syrup.
How did it have
rich.
Its structure, though, is my question.
Mousse hold.
It had a little layer.
Hold.
It was lovely. It had a very fine plastic thing to keep it nice and round.
Yeah. It was very good.
Played very well.
Played well, as
played
I like to say.
I know.
Yeah, you guys are really big fans. Clearly you're big fans. On a scale of 10 being, what's your go-to dessert? Like a Carvel?
Oh, that's pretty darn good, but that's not a go-to dessert.
Black and white. The best black and white milkshake you've ever had is a 10. Okay. One is
milkshake
like...
Milkshake float.
Yeah, milkshake. Yeah. A one would be like nuts for your dessert.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So where would you rank this Greek shop?
It's like an 8.
Thing.
If that was, ooh, if
that's
it,
high.
Yeah, it was delicious. Oh.
That's very, very
yeah,
high.
It was very, very good.
And for those who don't know, my mother is a very big sweets fan.
Yeah. You hear Leo, it's embarrassing. Yeah. It's bad. Dad. Yeah. But I don't eat like that all the time. If I do, I'm in trouble.
Yeah.
You're on vacation.
Right. That's what's true.
Yeah.
Except we've been on vacation for a month.
You solo. Solo, you just enjoyed watching the whole experience.
Yeah. I mean,
Pad Thai was enough.
Yeah, I had some bites.
You did.
I don't know. You guys fill me up, and then you go to dessert. I'm like, whoa.
It's
true.
Yeah.
Like, whoa.
Would you say that you eat enough in a day? You feel confident that you eat enough? Like, you're not really even dessert that much? Just like a little smoothie in the morning?
What is enough?
I don't know. That's a great question. What is enough, do you feel?
I don't think anyone eats enough. If you're talking like health-wise, like, I don't think we ever put enough.
Yeah, but if I'm watching you eat day to day, you wake up, you're not really eating breakfast till like what, 10? And then if that breakfast is probably something very small, either a yogurt or a slushy or a smoothie or something, not a slushy. Then you maybe snack a bit, then we're to lunch. You'll probably eat what? What do you eat for lunch? I don't even know. Have I seen you eat lunch?
Well, you don't really see me at that time of the day.
But you eat lunch.
Yeah.
And then dinner.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're good. You're set. Totally fine.
Yeah.
Two meals a day is fine for
you.
I don't
know why we're talking about my eating habits.
I was just curious.
I think I eat like normal.
Sure.
Yeah.
Good. Okay. What did we do after the
30th? We went to bed.
30th, mm-hmm. We parted ways.
And then Wednesday, did you go straight to the Pepsi Cola sign?
Mom, you're taking over on our Wednesday. Do you remember what we did on Wednesday?
Yes.
Because Hasina had work. So it was just us three.
We did gather at our hotel. We stayed at.
You guys want to talk about your whole hotel experience?
Not necessarily, really. The hotel was fine and great, and it's actually within walking distance.
We'll stay there again.
Yeah, I think it had a complimentary breakfast that was decent, and you came 3 times in a row for it.
I sure did, but there was some kind of problem.
It was just a booking.com issue where we didn't reserve for 3 nights. We only reserved for 2 nights. Not a big deal. People
don't
fall asleep about
that.
But bottom line, it all worked out.
But that's what Evan wants to hear. Evan wants to hear this spot right here, right now. But you're not going to share.
Big deal.
These guys are so, you know, locked in. They're very smart. Not like me. I just let things fly right out of my mouth.
Like but no filter. Very,
yeah.
Yeah.
You have filters. And I do give you credit. So, and I won't
we are
talk
grown.
About it. I won't talk about it. It sounds like it was a struggle, though. And I was sitting
it
in the
all
car.
Worked out fine.
Move on. So then you go to the ferry.
Moving on. Then we go to
right, Pepsi that was very
City.
Fun.
Then we do the ferry.
I will say that is a wonderful, reasonable, very kind of cheap way to see the beautiful skyline of New York.
So with the $10 pass.
We're going to do it tonight by light.
With the $10, with the 10 ticket pass, it was what?
$290.
$290.
Okay. Same price as a Subway ticket.
Same price as a Subway ticket. So we just, amazing. it was like a tour without someone yelling at you about which building is what. So that was fantastic.
Yeah, because years ago we did Circle Line.
Yeah.
And that was, I'm sure, $35-$40.
Yeah. Yep.
This was beautiful.
Good. Yeah. So that worked out. So we took that to Wall Street. Mm-hmm. Because we wanted to go check out
World Trade Center area
mm-hmm. and see that, just because. Now, you could tell the story of your dad in the 9/11 situation mm-hmm. if you wanted to mm-hmm. do that.
Yeah.
Because that is quite interesting.
It was on Leo's third month of life, exactly.
Right. Yep.
And he was just a baby. And that was when September 11th happened.
Woke up really, really early, saw the CNN on the news, saw a plane crash, woke up Terry, said, "Hey, your dad's down there. A plane hit the building."
Yeah.
And so that's where my grandpa works. He worked right there.
Bankers Trust, right. Deutsche Land Bank, right across the street from the World Trade Center for many, many years. His career is.
So we tried to get a hold of him all day long. Yeah. Couldn't get a hold of him. We were very afraid. Tried to get a hold of his brother, who was also down there. Couldn't get a hold of him all day long. But anyway, he came home with a bunch of glass in his pockets and bleeding and ashen. And he had quite a story to tell.
Yeah.
His story really was this. He went through the World Trade Center in that subway area, which we happen to walk now in the One Trade world. And you'll probably bring your family there, and you should. He remembered it was a beautiful September morning. He got himself a Crella. Also has a sweet tooth, and a Crella is a donut, if you don't know, and went across the street.
He did notice that
mm-hmm. There were a pair of lovers kind of, you know, walking.
They were newlyweds that asked
know if they were newlyweds.
Well, that's what I understood from the story. And they wanted to go to the top of the tower, so he directed them in that direction. He didn't know what happened to them, you know.
Yeah.
He
just noticed it was a beautiful morning. He went to work. And he smelled smoke probably like half hour, 45 minutes into his job. And he got a phone call from his brother, my Uncle Charlie, who is now deceased, who was working also as a banker midtown, and said, "Bobby," which is my dad's name, "a plane hit the World Trade Center." And so at that point, he went out and everyone started to get the message. We better go outside and see. He was agog, as everyone were. One of the towers was in flames, literally in flames. And they just didn't know what to do. They were shocked. And as he was standing there, the second plane hit the other tower. So it was a very serious situation. And he thought it was a war. He didn't know. It was just chaos at that point. He saw a lot of sad things. I think he saw people jumping. I think he had, you know, what do you have it, PTSD about it at some level.
Yeah, he still doesn't really want
to. He doesn't go down there. He has not been down there since that day.
Yeah.
Really?
And he went as far. Well, he didn't right away. He consulted. Right. He went into Jersey. But bottom line, even that building got taken down.
He worked in Jersey at some point?
Do you think he would go back and see or no?
Yeah. So what happened was, all hell breaks loose. There's people running, scrambling, injured.
Well, when the building's coming down and collapsing, the stampede of people is trying to escape from being consumed. And
right, because you don't know what's going on.
And this woman had fallen down in front of him. He grabbed her, and they dove into a nearby store to avoid
being a pizza parlor. But they didn't want to take him. Everyone was so nervous. They were like, no.
Can't let anyone.
Wow.
Yeah. And he said, look, she's hurt. She's bleeding. Take her, and I'm going to go to Wall Street. Because they had a little branch in Wall Street.
Wow.
And he ran to Wall Street. And that's where he spent most of his day when the towers imploded. Mm. He was safe. But we didn't know that. That was just a crazy thing. And he did tell the story of how even in Wall Street, once those towers imploded and the smoke and the dust and debris was so thick, they all had to have wet paper towels over mouths to breathe inside.
Gosh. Right.
He didn't drive that day either, and he normally didn't drive, but he very well could have.
Mm-hmm.
He would have parked there.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
So it was through the grapevine, and everyone had this challenge. Phones, everything was crazy and tied up.
Right.
It was like through the grapevine we found out from Aunt Barbara, which is Michael's mom, who also has passed. She had called Laurel, my stepmom.
Right.
And Laurel probably told us in Spokane that Dad's okay. he's in the, you know,
thank goodness,
in Wall Street. And so at least we knew that. I remember Di and I, my sister, just praying over the phone. I mean, it was just crazy. I took Leo still. It was just crazy. I dropped him off to I was picking up Evan from kindergarten and you went to preschool. I tried to live a normal day, but it was so weird because we were way in Washington State, far away from it all.
Right.
And so people were really interested in me and my story because that was so real, and no one really had connections to New York like I did. So it was a pretty serious thing. And for a long time, having worked in the schools, we both shared this story.
Yeah, every 9/11, I would teach a lesson on 9/11, photojournalism, photography teacher, and so.
But the end of day,
bring those photos out and tell your dad's story. Yeah, still get teared up thinking about it.
Yeah. And Dad, he did end up taking a bus like at 7 at night back to I think the train stopped working.
Right.
Take a bus.
They probably
back to
shut
Long
everything
Island.
Down to like try and maintain.
Everyone
some
was
sort
just
of
kind of like a mass exodus control. Walking right. through Upper Manhattan because the Lower Manhattan was just destroyed.
Right.
And he was euphoric that night. I remember speaking to him while it sounds devastating, but he just made it through some war zone in his mind. And he didn't realize he even had that glass and stuff in his body. He had been hit by some big metal thing, like probably coming off the World Trade Center in his back. So really, we had been down to that area many years ago. The kids, we'd taken Leo when he was little. No. My dad only went as far as like, I want to say Chamber Street. Like he stopped.
Really?
Yeah, he stopped.
Wow. So he'll never.
And
he'll
he
never
let
stuff
me
like
go
no.
a long no. time ago to see.
I
it.
Mean, I yeah. I get it,
but so, it was good for us to see it now.
Right. So too. What we did, mm-hmm. you know, most people are just looking through there and just like seeing it all. But it's very interesting for our family to go through that and walk through his shoes and really do that whole thing. So
we
spent a good amount of time.
And that just gets you into a whole other.
And I haven't seen it fully beautiful like that. Yet. When we went last, there was a museum, but it wasn't. They were still under construction at the time. And we hadn't seen the Freedom Tower, which I'm calling it the Freedom Tower, but it's now, I understand.
You know, you can call it the Freedom Tower. Mm-hmm. I know you can, but it's the One World Tower. It's World Trade Center. It's all of it, I'm pretty sure.
So it was great that we did go see it.
Yeah, it was a beautiful day, too.
And Battery Park was pretty. Battery Park. You could see, the weather's been great, really chilly,
through this
but
little,
great.
Like, mall that I was pretty tired at that point, and Dad was trying to take pictures of us, but and it was the cleanest bathroom you've ever seen or something like that, he said.
Yeah.
It was very fancy.
Next to a Gucci.
Yeah.
Store perfect.
You would have liked shopping
it was very marbly,
it's very like
cool pictures,
very cool.
I think I sent you one, so you'll see him
and maybe we'll post that. Should we post those on the story?
Yeah.
It's there's like it, I always wanted to go in there because you can see this glass domey thing in a structure in amidst these tall towers.
Wow. Yeah,
so it's kind of cool.
Yeah, we try to take a picture. I know Dad was trying to take a picture of our heads. Like he does the phones underneath and then we like lean over and we try to take the picture. It was really fascinating that like the World Trade Center was almost invisible because it was like
reflected.
Yeah. It was like you couldn't even see. It was just kind of fascinating how clean and like brand new it was. Yeah. And it really is brand new when you think about that.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about that. But Battery Park, we saw the Lady Liberty and World Trade Center just all in one little spot there.
Nice. Ellis
and there's
Island.
A little rink there too.
Yeah. I can see a few places in New York they're setting up these cute little rinks.
And they're real ice.
Yeah.
And I know that shouldn't be mentioned, but the past few times I've been in malls in at least California, it's just like plastic. It's weird.
Oh, really?
It's not real ice.
From ice skating?
Yeah, in Burbank. Yes, it's like a weird plastic. Yeah.
There's still ice on top of it.
No, it's not ice.
What? Anyway.
Yeah. We'll move past that, but that's something we could learn about.
I've never skated on Burbank. Non-ice.
How long is it Burbank?
It's a real thing. It's a real unreal thing.
Yeah.
Well, then Wednesday ended with dinner with Michael and Frankie.
Right. Yeah, we had a delicious dinner with Michael and Frankie while you guys went out and saw your lovely friend. And had a dinner.
Did you go to Figilia or
no?
Do you want to talk about
I don't know the name of the place we went.
Figilia.
We started at the Bonnie for a little drink, and then we went next door.
Yeah, that has great pizza.
Yeah,
gluten-free pasta for Tim, and then we did the
pasta
thing.
Was it good?
Yeah,
very good.
Very nice. We had a lovely time.
Good.
Then we were a little too tuckered to hang for you guys to come back, and we walked back to the hotel and went to bed. We're old.
Yeah. We didn't stay up much
later.
No,
we went right to bed.
And then we've been powering. Oh, in between that all, we got to see Leo go do his thing with the track team, the girls,
outdoor
and we
running.
Were just, we took the e-bikes, or not e-bikes, regular bikes,
oh, yeah.
and rented those in Central Park. Was the first time we were able to bike in Central
Park. Oh, yeah,
Park.
You saw the, yeah. the building. You saw my school.
Yeah, oh, that's what that's we right. did.
You
right.
saw my school.
Saw school. Yeah. Very nice.
And you biked the whole loop. Because
we biked the loop and I got very sweaty.
That was a highlight
sweaty.
For you?
Yeah. That could have been a highlight for me, actually.
Interesting.
Yeah,
Dad likes to see where his kids are.
Yeah, I like to see where people work.
That makes sense. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was a little bummed that no one was like, "Hey, Coach Cox." I was like really hoping that while you were going through those,
play some high fives or something.
Did you see anyone you knew?
Nope.
Yeah,
oh. It was a weird time just because like I should have been getting ready for work, but instead we were in the cafeteria.
Yeah.
So all of the people I knew were getting ready for work.
Yeah,
right.
But Central Park's so beautiful. What a fun little. Spot great bike ride.
Yep.
Except Tim thinks you should be able to go backwards.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Like what? What do you mean?
It's one way. The bike trail. You start off in one direction on that trail.
Yeah,
you have to go the entire perimeter of the park.
Yeah, but you don't. I mean, there's many people that go the other way.
Yeah, we didn't see
Tim
anybody.
Tim wanted to, and I was like, I'm
going with
breaking the rules.
Yeah. Miss Rule Person here, so
yeah. She's not even Miss Rule Person. You're just Tim's rules.
You just break the rules.
You're just Tim's rules.
Yeah, I'd like to break some rules and go to where you work.
Oh, no. Oh my God.
No, you can't do that. There's confidentiality.
Now,
patience.
That, I just went in for the first time. We're going to talk about that on the podcast on Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
But it is amazing.
Yeah.
Little teaser
he was freaking
to Sunday.
Out.
It was beautiful.
No.
Yeah. It was beautiful.
You were freaking out.
Well, I was freaking out because the smell. I'm not good with old people.
I didn't
You
smell
know
like
that you're
old
not
people.
Old because
it just smelled
I can
like...
hang out with you.
First of all, you love
not,
old people.
That's not true.
You love
if Larry
people.
And Pat were listening right now.
Right.
Whoa, they're not old.
They're not old.
They're not old.
Yeah, their spirits are very young.
They're young.
So
you
get along with my dad.
They were but a fetus.
Not old dad, but
did I get it?
But
my goodness.
Sorry, inside thing.
You're an old man at heart, actually.
I very much am.
What did we do Thursday morning though?
I went over for breakfast.
Then we came in.
Yeah, he got me.
We got you, didn't we? And then we went on the subway right away to Rockefeller Plaza.
Oh, yeah. Wait.
Very fun.
Oh, no, we walked the
High Line.
The High Line.
I was like, we did something outside.
The High Line is always a
highlight. So that was High Line.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful as always.
Fun to see those
cool
condos.
And all weather so far has really been pretty damn good.
Beautiful, beautiful.
I think we've really acclimated to like the 40 to like 50 degree now. Like
well,
it's
I have
just
my big jacket
so
now.
So now
you're goofy coat. We had a few little cracks.
Yeah.
It's like a sleeping bag.
My marshmallow coat. Yeah.
My last
sleeping
night,
bag. They're popular though now, so it's all good.
It's true.
You're puffy.
Last night I watched Netflix. A new thing came out with Ed Sheeran's.
One shot.
Uh-huh. And it's just a shot of one single shot of him going through New York, where we went that day, and just singing all along the way.
And he mused a proposal or something.
Yeah,
right?
he came in.
Did
on
they
a
arrange
wedding
that?
Proposal.
Do you know?
The dude set it up. He
so
somehow
he set
arranged
up with Ed
it.
Sheeran.
Yeah.
I feel like if you have enough money, you can get anyone to
sing.
Nah,
there's no money involved at all.
I don't think so. Ed Sheeran's a pretty cool guy.
Oh,
man.
He's so cool. And then
my dad might be your favorite.
Dad loves him.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Alexa, play something like Ed Sheeran.
But
did you listen to his new album?
No, I don't think I have.
Oh.
But anyway, it was so cool because I saw that last night.
Right.
And the day before, we were walking through all
through
this,
it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And, yeah. Like reliving.
He went to a birthday party and sang.
And that's the time. That's the time we saw him.
Oh, that's what he was doing.
It's on
Colleen.
Netflix.
Wow.
Yeah, it's on Netflix.
Okay,
it's
we'll have to watch.
It's all one shot,
one
take, and that's why. And we were super confused. Like once the concert was over,
he
quickly zipped into a car and left.
Yeah, he got into
and
a
that's
car.
Why.
He got into a
because
bus.
He was doing
a
one shot.
Oh my
all
gosh!
One single
okay.
take.
Yep.
We'll have to watch it. My goodness. Yeah.
And then people waited for him to come back to the concert
because
he ends.
Yeah.
And they're all waiting for him. So maybe they see it on the screen. It must have been an interesting. Who knows? I don't know.
You don't know.
I gotta watch it.
Yeah.
It sounds interesting.
It is interesting.
It was awesome.
Anyways, yeah.
High Line, and then we went to Rockefeller.
Rockefeller.
And we thought we were going to see the tree.
Well, I'm kind of glad I saw it in a weird sort of way.
Well, you want to tell
them? You.
Okay. Well, the tree, they're getting ready to like unveil it and do the big lighting ceremony. So it's like, it's up, but they have all this like scaffolding around it, trying to like make it pretty and get the lights on and things.
And they're selling tickets to go walk.
It looks kind of like a pagoda. And they have one face of it that you see like a Christmas tree, like a, you know, banner, Christmas tree banner.
Yeah. So we were like, oh, well, there's the tree, but it's not the tree.
But Radio City Music Hall has a beautiful tree on display. Yes. And it's kind of probably classic Christmas decoration. And we saw
all
some
of Saks
beautiful
is getting ready. So trees. They have all their like pretty trees.
Some
up.
Other famous hotel there. I don't know what it was called. The Palace or something had some decadent tree.
It was like Lotte.
Beautiful.
New York.
Oh, we went to the church.
Oh, we did St. Patty's Cathedral. Yes. We actually caught a little mass action.
Also, we forgot to mention the Trinity Church, where we saw Alexander Hamilton's and Eliza's grave, which was kind of
fascinating. Yes, that was very, very cool.
I didn't.
We did that the
Wednesday
near the World Trade Center. Right, that was very cool.
For the record, if you don't know my family, they are pretty up and going. Like, they go. They don't really... How do I say
sitting
this?
Down? We're probably
this
sitting down
longest,
for
long. This is literally the longest we've sat down in, I'm sure for them, months.
Well, no, not months. But
weeks.
We've been on a month-long retirement adventure, seeing family and adventuring into Maine and Boston. And started with a family wedding, the wedding you guys talked about. So we're having a great time. Yeah. We're packing it in.
Oh, yeah.
And because then we went on Two Dorks in New York.
Right. Yeah. Like, oh my gosh. This is exciting. I'm thrilled.
Are you excited
this?
To hear yourselves on your car trip back?
Hell, this is the highlight of the trip right here.
This is I wish I could take a picture of my house.
You're on video. Don't worry.
You'll have to watch this one. You'll have to watch it.
Right.
Because then we went to Serendipity 3.
Oh,
which
yes.
You had been to Serendipity before, but it's like this
ages ago.
Big festive place, very bright,
popping, vibrant. Yeah,
it looks like the stereotype for a movie of like
Willy Wonka,
bright like Barbie.
It's
very
just bright pink, and there's like you would expect
disco ceiling,
like, happy birthday, like you'd expect a happy birthday to be sung almost every other minute.
Yeah,
well, it was going into a theme park because they took pictures of us, offered us postcards with our pictures on
and
it.
And the menus were bigger than our bodies.
Well, yeah, the pictures will be up on the Instagram,
but what did we get?
Yeah, they're known for their frozen hot chocolate, which is like this goblet.
And how much did it cost?
$20 for a hot chocolate.
Yeah, it's
20,
true.
Not even joking. $19.99 for a hot chocolate. A frozen hot chocolate, which is
it was a goblet like, though.
But
yeah,
but whatever.
It was a good experience, and we loved it.
It was so yummy. It had real whipped cream.
I was
kind of
sweating bullets because I thought if we're going to spend the money, maybe I should just go for the thick shake because I like a milkshake so much.
And I knew it.
My hierarchy was
both
like,
of us knew it.
No, like, I was like, oh no,
even a Sunday. But then it came, and
it was yummy.
Good job. Yeah, good job. That was a good.
It's a big thing. Like I said, she's a big dessert person, and.
If we're going to spend the money,
it was.
So
you're
going to
take
nervous.
The calories in. You better make it
I think
the
we
best.
Both came in a little nervous to that one. And then when I hadn't seen it yet, and when I saw it on the outside, I told her, I was like, good luck. What did I say?
I know.
I was like, this could be a disaster.
Like,
there's a large chance.
No, it was all good.
But it worked out.
I think we needed to sit at that point because we were really moving around. Had gone to Central Park again. You had another lesson.
Oh, yeah, we forgot. We went to the Met.
And we went to the Met.
Yeah, we did.
Oh my goodness, we would go. So then
we did FAO Schwartz.
Oh,
yes,
that was a crazy
place.
That was crazy.
I love that,
but it was kind of a good go in.
I hadn't been there in a long time.
Speaking of Barbie, you modeled like the perfect little. They give you a little Barbie booth to model and take.
There's gonna be a lot of pictures on the Insta.
Oh,
a lot
of
pictures on the Insta.
So it was fun.
Yeah.
And then we like went to the M&M
store.
That was
got
fun.
A little
that
treat
was
there.
Crazy.
Yeah.
And then we went to Six, and it was fantastic,
unbelievable.
But before we went to Six, Dad made sure that he went into a grocery store and got a Tall Boy White Claw and a Hershey's bar.
Yeah,
at a grocery store.
At the grocery store, right by. He's like, "Don't go in yet. Hurry up! I'll be really fast."
Was it packed?
Yeah. The line for the theater is right there at the grocery store.
So the grocery store was kind of packed. Okay.
Yeah.
So people do that.
Oh, yeah.
But it was kind of funny because we were
walking. One group bought a bottle of wine, brought it in.
Did they bring it in?
Well, I assume. They they got in line.
It was funny because, I mean, my dad does this stuff,
Knock
and it's actually awesome.
Dad,
I think it's awesome.
Dad, yeah.
But we were walking, and we thought we had more time. We thought we had more time to drink the White Claw outside, I'm pretty sure. And maybe not. I don't know. But I thought we would have more time. But the moment he got there, we were moving in, and then there was a metal detector, and I thought we were going to just get destroyed right away. But
I know, but it didn't even...
I had a ladder as a backup.
Yeah, a ladder. That's good. That's funny. That's I was mentioning that there's
a
video.
Have a ladder.
Because
ladder will get me in anywhere.
Yeah, if you hold a ladder, apparently, this is a side tangent. Apparently, if you walk into any building holding a ladder, not even like dressed up, people will just let you in thinking that you're part of maintenance. And I watched a video of this guy doing it and testing it out in the AMC theaters.
I don't know. I've
and
never heard of this.
Anything like that. And it, and they literally opened the door for them to go in. Yeah. It was amazing.
Yeah.
Crazy.
So just pack a ladder in your pocket and you'll be fine.
Yeah. Tim can just like metamorphosize into whatever he needs to be to
get
places.
I got the Met that way.
He's not. Oh, yeah.
I mean, for the record, it's true. Free. The Met's free with me.
Classic.
So. Yes, he snuck into the Met.
I didn't sneak
no,
in.
No, he literally walked in. Christina and I were waiting
into
for
the Met. That's the definition of it. You literally snuck in
behind
a tour group.
He no, walked right. Yes, he did.
What did you do?
He absolutely.
Let him tell. Let him talk. Let him talk.
A tour group.
Then tell me what happened. This is the podcast.
I just walked in.
No one was in front of you.
No, I just walked in.
I could believe that if you have the right confidence. I've done it before.
I just wanted to go take a
did
nap.
Did you walk past the guy or did you walk to the right of him and go past that?
I went right past the guy.
Like the normal entrance.
And you just
the guy that stopped you guys.
Yes.
Yeah, so we tried it because he called us and says, oh, there's statues in here. We should go.
There's signs for places that say, hey, you need a ticket here, a ticket here. There was no sign for a ticket in that spot.
There
so I just
definitely
thought,
was.
There 100%. Is.
Well, totally I honestly didn't see it.
I believe
and
you.
I just thought
I
that was
you.
Part of the free yeah. part of the entrance or something like that. I don't know.
This is usual.
I guess... Let's just say
and
I'm
this
lucky.
Is very usual that he gets in and then he tells me, come on. And then what happened?
We immediately got stopped. They were like, do you guys have a ticket? And I was like, no.
No, we just kind of walk away. Called Tim. Didn't work.
Right.
But it's free anyways. So I show up like 5 minutes later and
we did. Just,
Although it sounds like you took a nice nap in what
you
room?
Well, we were waiting for you. So I decided to take a little snooze right there by Zeus or somebody.
How cool is that, man?
Yeah.
You just walk in the Met and take a
nap.
While
you were working,
he really
was like
concealed. I can't imagine they would
I'm
let
take
you
a Met.
Down.
I'm going to take a nap in the Met.
I was...
Has anyone, like, do you think someone's, like, actually said, like, hey, I'm tired. Let's just go take a nap in the Met. You think anyone's done
think
that?
About that building. Has... For God's sake, I could live there for
you
God's sake.
You probably could.
Not
it's
be
a beautiful building.
Discovered.
Just have a ladder next to me. I'll be fine.
Like, hey, sir, we're closing up. No, it's okay. I got a ladder. Don't worry.
Perfect. I'm maintenance.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. We went hard in the paint, and we still came back and watched football.
We sure
it's
did.
True.
Because we are sick
after
about
six,
our football.
Yeah.
Well, we were jazzed up from six.
Yeah, really. There wasn't. I thought maybe I might fall asleep or something. No way. Mm-mm.
My mother was not even leaning back.
I wasn't.
On her
no,
back.
She was on
was
all fours like
forward,
I was
and
loving.
That's the definition of
we were in the
it?
Back row
on the front
I'll
of
admit,
your seat.
But it was perfect.
She was literally on the front of her seat, and nearing the end, I started looking around. To see like reactions, see if my dad was asleep. I always like to do that. He put his hood on, so when he puts his hood on, I figured he might be asleep. But he wasn't. He didn't sleep at all,
you
right?
You can't sleep in this show.
Right? Did you sleep? Oh, you nodded off a bit.
Just maybe a little bit.
Oh my gosh.
Serious?
When the hood came on, I knew there was it before or after the hood?
I don't know.
A little bit in between.
There was a part when they...
the one slow song?
They started to talk about how they're going to change the end of this.
No, don't. Oh, then you're in the end. Don't wreck it for anybody.
I might fall asleep at that part.
That's fine. Okay, well, I was right there. And then my mom, like, if you look at her, I looked over at Hasina because I was like, look at her. And she's just like... just eyes wide open.
I was doing the same
open.
Thing. And then
it was so
like,
dazzling.
Yeah.
It was
great. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, it was great.
I studied up for it.
Yeah.
Excellent. We talked
I'm
about
to take Laura for her birthday now. I'm just going to come back and go again. Take her.
Yeah.
Nana's gotta
I just,
go.
It's so hard good. For me to listen to lyrics, even in pop. I just, I don't pay attention to that.
Yep.
So it's just kind of hard for me to pay attention to the story because it's all singing.
90 minutes
so
long, no intermission.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I was also sitting up because my
it's
hearing
hear.
Isn't the best and I really wanted to concentrate.
That 2 inches really does you justice.
I did. Even the clapping at the end, they invite everyone to clap. And I was like, but I want to hear how what their final words are. And I maybe only caught, you know, probably you're right. I probably caught about 80%.
Right.
But, and I didn't read ahead of time. It is worthy to read the playbook.
Yeah.
The playbill.
The playbill. Because
it
there's
talks
that
about
one
each queen.
It talks about each queen and the each actress's inspiration is in there. They
That's
call
cool.
her queen. Oh, there's a word. It was very cool. Like the queen inspirer or something.
Yeah.
Like that.
But do you mean the, like the musical one or
the,
like inspired
the
by Beyonce?
The ladies that were in the That's show, right. they're who they admired, who inspired them.
Oh, like what queen?
Like you'll hear Shakira and things like that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. yeah.
Very nice.
Beyonce and. Mostly it was about the actual queens yeah. and yeah. how they didn't.
So anyways, Nico Collins only got 9 points. I'm playing my father
this
week.
This is not Broadway. Switch to football.
I'm playing my father this week. But Bucky Irving's hurt, so that helps. Thank goodness. Shakir did really well for solo.
Yeah.
And the defense did well.
Yeah,
let's
go.
Go
Bills.
Let's go.
Go Bills.
Babineau, Spencer Babineau, possibly.
You better knock on some wood right now.
Babineaus are tough competition for
they
the Coxes.
Are, they are.
I might go from first to sixth in
you could.
One weekend. Mm-hmm.
It's pretty insane. That'd be amazing.
It's okay. I'm eighth.
I'm
remember,
ahead
so.
Of you.
That's right. 8.5, though.
No, sorry, James. If you're listening.
Actually 11.
We agreed on 8.5. Yeah, and then this morning, for the past 3 nights, I just haven't really been sleeping. So I keep saying, I tell my parents, I'm not going to go to breakfast. I'm just going to sleep in.
Yeah.
But I'm just like up at like 7 a.m. sweating my.
It's warm. It's warm in here. Yeah.
It's hot right now.
Yeah. I'm kind of getting warm. Yeah.
Yeah. It's okay. You can say you're sweating. It's okay.
I'm sweating. I sweat. I don't perspire. I really do sweat. I got to tell you.
Yes. No, it's good. They took us on a Costco run this morning. And as a Costco newbie, it was a lot, but I'm very
thankful.
That
was a different Costco experience than I've ever had. That was like.
That was
New
York
City
Costco.
That was people screaming in the parking lots. That was some long-ass lines.
So it's not usually that overwhelming?
Well, usually, like, even the products, you couldn't get to them because people are so lined up where the clothing is and the shoes and
finding
the purses.
Finding a parking spot in the parking lot was
just
even
people
difficult.
That want to shop for those things
I didn't
wouldn't
even
be, right, easily get to
spot.
It. But,
yeah.
Right. Well,
it was fun to see your eyes light up, though, when you were
anyway, you're stocked up.
We are stocked. You're good.
What's your favorite Costco purchase of today? And I'll say mine.
Ooh. I have three.
Okay,
name them in 1, 2, and 3 order.
Chicken, hummus, pretzels.
In that order? Chicken,
good.
Hummus,
Ooh.
And pretzels.
Maybe chicken, hummus, broccoli.
Mm.
Good girl. She's so healthy.
I'm probably going... I'm going...
He's going syrup.
Himalayan salt chips.
Ooh, potato chips.
Careful. Don't forget about the rum now.
Well, I haven't tried it yet.
Mm.
I've never tried that, so I can't put that on the list until I try it. It's true. Mm-hmm. But then it goes syrup.
Naturally.
Natural maple
that's good
Kirkland
stuff.
Syrup. And then I think I got to stay classic with a 72-pack of Eggos for the price of like 5.
That's like age old.
We did get vegetables.
Things.
We did get other food.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, but I don't care about that.
And some Gas X.
It's true. Oh,
if you've been
God.
Listening, yes. I poor girl. Oh, for God's sake.
So, they feel so bad for me after they've been
like, this is a gift for Hasina more than
because
for
Because my parents are in town, I've kind of let the diet of like washing out go. Now, I've been pooping every day with my Miralax.
Great.
But
good for you
because of the problems of going out a lot and eating a lot of mac and cheese and all that. Last night I had my flatulence very much alive back again and my parents got to experience it. Thank
At
goodness.
Least it didn't happen as bad in the show. I didn't notice it.
No,
it's awesome. You don't give us a chance to talk about our bowel movements.
Oh,
you are more than welcome.
No,
you
have do
to,
not.
You
are
have to
more
talk,
than,
you this talk is a, all the time on that subject.
It's a free space, my guy. Please go ahead and tell the world about your
I'm just
5 a.m. poops every single
morning. I don't want to even go there.
I'm so
it's
sorry.
It's just a joke.
Okay. I like to go there. I like to go to the place that makes you feel uncomfortable because that's what I like to hear. Mm-hmm. I like watching you feel uncomfortable.
Well, two dorks in New York. You're the, you guys
I
are
am
the
masters.
Dork.
Yeah. Anyhoozles, I think that's it.
Yeah.
And we've had we're a gonna crazy do one
thing.
Busy.
Yeah, we're going to do one last thing. With Hasina. Actually, we're going to do the Thanksgiving Day parade together too, yeah. Which is going to be
and
awesome.
Thanksgiving.
And Thanksgiving yeah. and Long yeah. Island and that whole bit.
Absolutely.
But we're going to try the winter market mm-hmm. at Bryant Park.
Bryant Park.
And maybe try ice skating.
That would
if
be
we're
fun.
Up for it.
It'd be great.
So winter
Wonderland. We'll see how we feel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
what a weekend.
Fantastic.
What a week. It's not even the weekend yet. It's only Friday.
It felt like it was.
My goodness.
I'm Tim.
I'm Terry. And we love Hasina. And I want to thank Hasina's family for just whatever. Because
Evan did the
she's
same
a doll.
Thing,
she's
I
a
know,
doll.
But they got to stop.
Enough of this.
He really isn't that bad. But I get he's got no filter on this thing.
So my mom says hi to me. She hugs me when she gets here. And then she's like, I have some comments about the podcast. And I was like, okay. She goes to the bathroom. She comes back out. And we get to talking. And she's like, you were an idiot.
She just wants you to present well.
Right.
Because she loves you.
Right. Yes. And I just just do what I do. Ruth's got to do what Ruth's going to do.
Okay.
Goodness.
Anyways.
Well, it's been a blast having you guys here.
It's been a lot of fun.
Yes.
Guest episode. Check.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Bonus episode is in the books.
Boom.
So he said his name.
Oh, yeah.
She
this
said
is Terry
hers.
And Tim. And I'm Solo.
And I'm Lee.
And ready.
And we're in NYC.